I got lucky and I became friends with Sid, you know. But it did take some time for anybody else to become friends. Ekdam se thodi na bante. It is a big series, you know, and Harleen and Vikrant did an incredible job, and I myself am a fan. But you know, Rumi and Agastya's story is just so different. It's completely different. Mujhe Hindi bhi seekhni thi, and I needed to get that South Bombay accent. So my God, how hard we worked on that.
Koimoi.com. Hello and welcome to Koimoi. This is Shubham Kulkarni, and today we are here to celebrate the broken and the beautiful amongst us. And for that, we have Sonia Rathi with us. Hey Sonia, how are you?
Hi Shubham, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
That's a pleasure. But first, tell me, it's a pressure. Is there a pressure for you? It's a big series which has had two seasons. Taking over, how much of a pressure is that?
You know, I was very lucky, and my directors and producers never put that pressure on me. And during filming, I never put that pressure on myself because I knew somewhere or the other it would affect performance. But yeah, you're right. It is a big series, you know, and Harleen and Vikrant did an incredible job, and I myself am a fan. But you know, Rumi and Agastya's story is just so different. It's completely different. And hopefully people like just as much.
How was the prep for you then?
The prep?
Getting into the character, yes.
So in the beginning, it was around 2 or 3 weeks of workshops with my director Priyanka, and we would read through the script, and obviously mujhe Hindi bhi seekhni thi, and I needed to get that South Bombay accent. So my God, how hard we worked on that. Like, so when I speak Hindi, mere Hindi mein Haryanvi lehza aati hai. So when it's like, I say aur kya chal raha hai, but it's aur. And the amount of times I was corrected, I still to this day, but yeah, so we kind of went through Rumi's character and we workshopped the whole script, and you know, we worked on my like posture and the way I talk and the way I walk. But it was a good 2 to 3 weeks.
What were the South Bombay words? Tell me first that. I am curious about that.
No, it's just South Bombay accent, you know, and the good thing is that it's kind of similar a little bit to my own accent.
Okay.
So I got a little bit of a cheating head start. But like I had to say yaar a lot, like no yaar, it's not a big deal. You know, like I don't know, I had to find I you know, even like now I have to ask my director to say it to me. And then I hear how she says it. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I go to the take.
Okay. Tell me, just making yourself notice amid all of these, there's the series, there are actors who have played these parts. There's Siddharth, who is a massive star on television. Does making yourself notice a task?
Getting myself noticed?
Yes.
I don't think so. I never thought about it that way. I guess that's a good question. I just never thought about it. Like I just was so focused on doing a good job and doing justice to the story and my character that those thoughts never came to my mind really.
There's no nervousness according to this, right?
Nervousness in terms of like there was always the nervousness to start, but then it went away.
That's true. Siddharth has this image of being an angry young man. Tell me, how was it with you?
He was not angry. I honestly never read or watched anything before I came on set. So I did that on purpose because I didn't want any conceived notions of how he is as a person. He just makes everyone around him comfortable, like it's the back of his hand.
Just tell me, what was the first scene you guys shot for? Don't tell me it was this hardcore romance or something.
No. The first scene I shot for was actually a small intercut. It's with me, Farah, and Agastya. And you guys will see it, but they're in a conversation and they're talking about me. And I just have to walk out like I just woke up and I'm so pretty. And I walk out and I say something really mean to Farah, and that was it. So it wasn't really like anything intense. But later that day, we had some intense scenes.
Broken but Beautiful, it's about chemistry, chemistry between the lead people. Tell me, build back with Siddharth, how was that process? How did you guys gel up?
You know, at the end of the day, it is work. Anything that you see that has a romantic angle to it, it's work to get that chemistry on screen, even if the people aren't good friends. I got lucky and I became friends with Sid, you know? But it did take some time for anybody else to become friends. Ekdam se thodi na bante. So yeah, I mean, in the beginning, we were still getting to know each other. We didn't talk as much, but then slowly, like, you kind of start bonding because you're there every day working with the same people. Yes. So yeah.
So which was the most difficult scene, tell me?
The most difficult scene?
Yes.
For me personally, the most difficult scene was it was the intense emotional scene I did on the first day. And that was because I was just like, it was my first time being on set, especially as a lead. And I was supposed to start crying and I had to do this super intense scene. And I felt like I forgot acting all of a sudden because I'm used to being on camera, but not with 40 people behind the camera watching me. And that was tough. We did a lot of takes of that. But once I got that out of my system, then it all became good. But there were a bunch of super hardcore emotional scenes that got me very nervous because, you know, with those, you just want to do justice and you want to make it real.
As you said, this was the first time you were playing a lead. Tell me, how difficult or easy was it to penetrate the system? The machinery.
How easy or difficult, sorry?
Was it to penetrate the system, the OTT stage, tell me.
Got it. You know, I had a dream since I was a kid to become an actress. And I'm from San Diego, California, okay? Yeah. And I grew up here, was born and raised here, and I just went to India with no plan.
Yes.
And I just auditioned, and God has been so kind to me that he gave me an opportunity. And you know, everybody has their journey, and this was mine, and I'm just so thankful that it happened. And now I'm just trying to work really hard and like thank the stars that I'm here, and hopefully they were right to give me this opportunity.
That's true, like you. But then there's this troll machinery that's set up, that's a phenomenon right now that comes with it. People say ki jo OG tha, let that be, and all of that. Tell me, how do you look at that?
How do I look at trollers in general?
Yes.
You know, in the beginning, like in the really, really beginning, it did affect me a little bit. It was a little like shocking, or like, why would you say that about me? Like, you don't even know me. And then I realized, you know, these people are going through their own thing. I can't blame them. And now it's just, I just don't think about it. I just focus on the people that show me love, or, you know, I just want to focus on them and give them.